Welcome to the Atomic Hearth for Candle Nights Night 5. We have a special treat this year that we're about halfway through, a series of stories that we dreamed up together. Join us every other night to hear the next chapter, and in between, we offer some bite-sized ways to stay connected.
So light a candle, grab something warm, sit back, and relax around the hearth.
Be welcome.
Happy Candle Nights!
With this flame, let Candle Nights begin. Now remember, the story we tell these nights is but one of many, a single strand among a crowd, like a single star in the cosmos. It is both important and not important. It's a continuous web of time, space, and dimensions, and as storytellers, we may pluck a string to hear the story that whispers back. The strand we have plucked, the story that echoes back, tells us of a time after the Great Sleep, when the witches began to awaken. A dream calls them together, driving them to imagine a different path, a better future. One that includes not only human dreams, but that of plant and creature as well. They have learned to steward the land in the warmer months and gather around the hearth in the winter months to share knowledge, plan, and design how to make their dream a reality. Tonight's story is no different. It speaks of a different time, a strand that is woven in tandem but not connected to this one, a branch. It speaks of events that have happened, have yet to happen, and may never happen. It is the power of intent and manifestation. It is the heart of magic, and a reminder of what it means to be witch. The sun is setting on the eve of the autumn equinox, a cool breeze blowing through when the witches begin to arrive from their summer adventures. The community bonfire shines as a beacon of warmth and light in the coming darkness. Having set out at the turning of the spring equinox, returning to the crossroads always feels like coming home. It was a rigorous summer of scouting for others, supplies, and resources. Their packs heavy with community necessities, books, and foodstuffs, the witches greet old friends and relatives. And in tow, others who had awakened from the dream. And in hand, lists of those whose names would not wake. For every new witch, more bodies are laid to rest, and while gone, these souls would not be forgotten, their names to be said over the fires of the coming All Spirits Festival. And so it was this year that the witches gathered at the crossroads during the equinox, settling in for the winter. The moon-haired witch, a few more crow's feet dancing around their eyes, greets everyone, helping coven set up and re-inhabit shelters. This hodgepodge of a community still finding balance as they learn to live in tune with the land. The witch's eyes scanning the crowd, looking for the other witches four, raven curls, sun-kissed strands, earthen loam, and hair aflame. Each face a friendly greeting and a cut of disappointment. They were not here, but a note slipped into the witch's palm explained. Three words, safe, all spirits. And so the witch would wait. The community at the crossroads settled in, the flurry of movement matching the autumn winds that began to roll through. Time moves quickly during these lunar months, whisking away the warmth, the days shortening as the grove settles into its normal pace, and the world around them shifts. The silver-haired witch always looking to the horizon, mouthing the words of a promise to keep the worry at bay. All spirits. All spirits. The tradition began when it was just the witches five, heads huddled around their small fire, the weight of the world heavy on their hearts, and the names on their lists were those they had known and loved in life. In the beginning, it was hard to speak their names, the loss a knot catching in their throats. But each year, the knot loosened, and while saying the names was never easy, it became an act of remembrance, of joyous reminiscence, a reminder that that which is lost needn't be forgotten. That we can honor what's past while moving into our future. When the others started to arrive at the grove, the witches five kept with their tradition, quietly at first. But then, one night, new faces joined them at the fire, new names were spoken. And it is said as the numbers grew and the names said, the power of the grove called the souls of the deceased into the crossroads. Now the grove gathers around the community fires each year, calling souls forth in a celebration of life, an imploring of wisdom, and a gratitude for what is given. Some witches say that they can even see them, the power of connection filling the empty spaces with ghostly figures. So it was this night, as the community bonfires cast dancing shadows around the crossroads, that the witches four return, the work of their journey visible on their faces and bodies, the grove parting as they make their way to the heart of the community, taking a place around the fire. Familiar eyes meeting the moon-haired witch, a nod of understanding, relief, joy, and determination, a promise fulfilled, and a mystery left unsaid. Their voices start low, joining the grove in a whisper of names. But as their list of human names comes to an end, the witches four do something new, something different. They begin to sing not with words, but with the sounds of the wild. For in their time at the meadow, in their time restoring the land, they learned new names. They understood new loss. So they began, weaving in the names of the bird and the deer, the insect and the fish, the river, the tree. Yet, how does one shape the word of a tree name? The name of what is wild? It says it with the whisper of the leaves, the creaking of the branches. It says it with the howl, the hoot, the caw, the chirp, the warble. Their voices weaving and growing, knitting kindred around the names of kin, weaving them together into one tapestry. And the web responds in kind, the wind starting low, rising to a whipping fury as the song continues, calling in the energy of the land, the crossroads, new names, new souls, and the wisdom of understanding how the dream might become more than a dream when all the dreamers are present. Standing at the center of the web, the witches sense the connections of each thread, each name, each soul. And in that moment, a vision of the intricate design where we can live in balance with nature, creating societies where everyone is housed and fed, cared for and seen, where our days are filled with stewardship and magic, where our simple joys of art and creation are given time to thrive, where love grows like fruit in frequency and variety, where our curiosity and inventiveness drive us to seek better ways of living in tandem with each other and the world around us. It would just need a little help through time, work, and perseverance. And a little weaving. This All Spirits, the witches of the crossroads stand in the root of that balance. The grief of what is lost, balanced with the hope of the dreaming, a thinning of the veil between the two, between the dead and the living, the past and present, knowing that it is with their hands and hearts that they can knit together what comes next. As the song reaches its crescendo, the grove rises in a collective howl of love and grief, of sorrow and connection, for being in balance is embracing the dark and welcoming the light, an outcry of what is lost and what is gained. Those that are seers say the crossroads were filled that night, the grove already humming with the naming that called in the ancestors, but the song called in the spirits of the land, and together in that moment, their connection to which glittered, an echo of the stars as the snow began to fall. In the days, lunar cycles, and years to come, the weaving is hard work. Each seed planted, each item created, each bucket of water pulled, each area of land restored must be done with intent, forethought, and care. The magic of weaving comes from the why and how, and as they learned, the world responded in kind. Where their hearts fed the land fed them in return. Where their hands repaired the ecosystems, they too were healed. It also came with understanding that their lives were just as precious and as liminal as the grass and the flower, taking in kind the cycles of age and growth. It was also a time filled with errors and do-overs, as the witches at the crossroads learned to find their place in the natural world, not as settlers and conquerors, but as stewards and neighbors, as guardians and weavers. Summers spent stewarding the land back into health, winters together at the crossroads, a place that over time also shifted to give the land peace and rest, a chance to restore. Learning to live with the tides, to be aware of the webs within and without, takes practice. At first, many had stayed at the crossroads over the summer months, but they quickly witnessed the impact their presence had on the earth without giving it time to heal, to return to balance. And so now, there are a select few who stay to tend and steward the land through the summer months. but the rest of the community sets forth into the world, stewarding, restoring, and giving back to that which had been taken from for so long.
How do we find our way back to the web when we feel ourselves losing it?
Well, that's not always easy. But it does require us to pay attention, to tune in, which often means slowing down a bit, finding enough stillness that we can sense the difference between us and the world around us.
So it's a skill.
It is.
One that is at the heart of weaving.